Welcome to the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio. We've got a fast-paced hour of fishing, hunting, and conservation covering the nation and the Northwest, including 13 extra minutes of local content you'll only hear on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Good morning. I'm one of 900 exhibitors at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show at the Expo Center in Portland this weekend. And as you might imagine, it's kind of tough to produce a full show on the road and get it out to the 80 stations that carry our program. So our national show is going to be a great best of edition, but the local content you're hearing, that, my friends, is as fresh as a daisy, and we've got some great guests for you today, to include Tom Burlingame with XL Fishing Charters, who's going to tell you how to go about catching those Chinook salmon off of CQ in March and April. We'll also talk to Pete Corbett with the Creekside Angler Fly Shop in Issaquah. He's going to give you some suggestions about where to go cast a fly this month if you want to get into some nice trout. The short answer? Go east, young man, over the Cascades. Pete's got two destinations worth trying you'll want to hear about. But first, let's tell you what's hot. This week in the Pacific Northwest, brought to you by your Puget Sound area Sportsman's Warehouse stores in Silverdale, Everett, Federal Way, and Puyallup. Now, I don't know if it was hot, but it sure was choppy last weekend for anglers fishing the Resurrection Derby in Marine Area 7 around the San Juan Islands. 329 anglers fishing the event found winds and waves were as much or more of a challenge than catching fish. A total of 62 salmon over 6 pounds were weighed in for the event, and the average weight was very respectable, just under 10 pounds. As for the winner, that was Corey Coleman with a 18-plus pound Chinook. That fish earned him a check for $12,000. Congratulations, Corey. In addition to Marine Area 7, Marine Areas 8-1, 8-2, and 9, Admiralty Inlet, in the North Sound are also open. But again, due to the rough weather we had last weekend, we don't have a real good sense of how the fishing is, though Creel checkers did find that 47 anglers fishing Admiralty Inlet last weekend did end up with 14 salmon, which isn't too bad, all things considered. Sticking with saltwater fun, razor clamming is open today through Wednesday at Long Beach and Twin Harbors in Southwest Washington, and on alternating days for Mock Rocks and Copalis. There's going to be early evening tides. You'll want to check the WDFW website to find out which beaches are open on specific days and get more information about those tides. There is also trout, perch, and smallmouth bass fishing to be found, and one place you can do it without a boat right now is at Lake Goodwin in Snohomish County. In case you didn't know, a new fishing pier has been installed at Wenberg County Park at the lake, and this opportunity might be worth checking out. And of course, sportsman shows are hot. If you're thinking of heading to Portland for the second biggest sportsman show in the entire nation, you might want to make plans to see Stephen Ranella and the Meat Eater crew. They're going to be there from around 10:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow if you want to see and hear from them, and I know a lot of people do. The other show to tell you about is just a week away. It's the Fly Fishing Show in Linwood at the Convention Center next Saturday and Sunday, and if you are into fly fishing or want to get into it, you don't want to miss this show. Find out who the celebrity speakers and exhibitors are, along with ticket information, at flyfishingshow.com. And with that, you are now in the know as to what's hot this week in the Pacific Northwest.
That's your first local shot of the outdoors. Now let's see what's going on across the nation.
From well-known saltwater hotspots to hidden alpine lakes, learn the latest in tips, tackle, and techniques to help you catch more fish.
It's going to be a great show.
Northwest Fishing Reports, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Q13 Fox.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best, and what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Ready for more local fishing and hunting? You got it. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
We're talking to Tom Burlingame again, the owner of XL Fishing Charters. We recently talked to him about fishing for salmon out of CQ. Between March 1st and the end of April, you can catch two fish a day. You're fishing right close to the beach. Tom, today I want to talk about how you're catching these fish.
Right, John. We'd like to troll with downriggers. We normally fish in 100 to 150 feet of water. These fish are feeding on candlefish, which hang right on the bottom. If you look at your sounder, you're going to see a little haze on the bottom. That's actually the bait they're feeding, so you want your gear right on the bottom. We bounce our downrigger balls all day long.
So you said they're feeding on candlefish. Are you using bait or are you using like coyote spoons?
We use mostly spoons, coho killers, small coyote spoons. I like kingfisher light spoons, 3-inch, sometimes even 2.5-inch spoons.
What colors do you like to use?
I like greenish colors. I like a little glow on them also. And I like to have them behind a flasher, maybe 36, 40 inches.
As for the flasher, any preference on a triangle or a standard paddle flasher?
We use a standard flasher. That works well for us, an 11-inch flasher. And again, I like to have a little glow on the back of one side.
Next question, because it's a big question a lot of people have. When it comes to the spoons, when it comes to scent, are you a guy that likes naked chicken wings, or do you like a little barbecue or anchovy sauce on them?
You know, I'm not a big believer. My dad used to say the best scent is common sense, but in the spring, fishing blackmouth, I like to use the scent. I think it might help me a little bit. I know it doesn't hurt me.
Is this something you make yourself, or I'm willing to name names if you are? Is there a particular scent and particular flavor you like?
I'm old school. I use smelly jelly. It sticks well to the spoons, and so that's what I use.
So on the smelly jelly, though, any particular scent?
Herring, salmon hammer is another one I like.
All right, well, there you go. If you want to go fishing for salmon out of CQ, you just got some hints on how to go about it. Or make it easy on yourself. Just book a trip with Tom Burlingame and XL Fishing Charters. He's got a great boat, very comfortable to fish out of. He'll fish up to 4 clients at a time, fishing in close to shore. And again, you get that 2 hatchery fish limit, which is hard to find anywhere else. The website to find out more, xlfishingcharters.com. That's spelled EXCELFishingCharters.com. Tom, always a pleasure.
Thank you, John.
Pheasants Forever is working hard every day to ensure there's more wildlife habitat for the future. Join the habitat leader and help create wildlife habitat in your community. Go to pheasantsforever.org.
Backcountry hunters and anglers, the men and women working hard to keep public lands in public hands. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Don't leave yet. We've got one more local shot of fishing and hunting to wrap up the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio.
For your next local shot of the outdoors, we're checking in with Pete Corbett, co-owner of Creekside Angling Company on Gilman Boulevard in Issaquah. If you want to know how the fly fishing is, this is the place to go to. It's also the place to stock up. Pete, great to hear from you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk February fly fishing. There's a lot of frustrated anglers in Western Washington. Where should they go to wet a fly and catch a trout in the month of February?
Well, in the month of February, the best place we have is the Yakima. And it can be later in the month, can be some of the best fishing of the year. Usually it goes into March. And the great part is there's not a lot of competition on the water. You have it to yourself, but the weather has to be right. You know, if it's cold and rainy, it's not going to be any fun. But you can still get some fish. But boy, we get some nice days in the end of February and beginning of March, and it can be really good fishing.
Well, I'm guessing we're not fishing dry flies. Are we talking streamers and nymphs?
Yeah, mostly streamers is what I like to fish. You know, you put on a Sculpzilla, Dalai Lama, something big. And the cool thing is now we've got big trout in the Yakima. Last few years, we've seen a lot of fish, you know, that are over that 19, 20-inch mark. When we first opened the shop, you know, people would come in with, you know, the pictures of their 20-inch trout, and there were very, very few. But since that hatchery went in Clay Ellum, there's just all this biomass in the river, and the fish and the bugs are both benefiting from it, and we have some real nice fish in the Yakima these days.
All right. Speaking of big trout, I always think Rocky Ford at this time of year near Ephrata. Is that still a good bit? I know those are some really tough fish to catch because of the clear waters you're fishing in.
Yeah, this time of year, though, is the time to go. It takes a lot of pressure now, or gets a lot of pressure now, unfortunately, because, you know, Moses Lake has really grown in the last 10 years. And so there's a lot of local folks there that are fishing it. So it can be crowded. But if you go over this time of year, there's a good chance, you know, you won't be bothered too much. And streamers are the ticket over there. A lot of guys still like to fish coronamids and scuds. But if you go over there with a good size, say a size 4 streamer, something white usually, you can have an incredible day. And just don't stop stripping that fly. That fly going, and they will hit it right, you know, 5 feet, 10 feet from your rod tip, and they're big fish.
Okay, well, there's two places to go this month if you've just got to wet a fly and catch a trout, the Yakima and Rocky Ford. And if you want to gear up for that trip, stop by Creekside Angling Company. They're on Gilman Boulevard in Issaquah. They'll have everything you need. Pete, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's all for this week, but don't worry. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning from 7 to 8, right here on Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.